How to speed up your typing and increase productivity. In the digital age, a lot of what we consider productivity happens on the computer. Being productive tends to mean writing emails, filling in data entry, and writing copy. In all these cases, typing is our main form of output, and that means we will always be limited by the speed at which we can type when it comes to productivity. Learn to type at the speed of thought, then in theory, you could drastically upgrade your productivity and complete a lot more work in a day. Read on, and we will look at how you can learn to type faster. The right keyboard. One thing that will right away make a huge difference in your typing speed and output, and thus offer great ROI, is the quality of the keyboard you are using. To type as fast as possible, you should look into getting a keyboard that is comfortable, such as a mechanical keyboard. While bigger keys can avoid errors, you don't want to use a keyboard that's too big, or you will end up traveling further to reach the keys. Finger placement. When you next go to type, take a look at your hands to see where they lie naturally before you start writing. Ideally, you should have your thumbs on the spacebar, with your 8 fingers on A, S, D, F, and J, K, L, and the colon. Let this be a guide, but not a set-in-stone rule, as you might find this depends on the size of your hands and of your keyboard. Play games. Playing games can help a lot. One of the best is Typing of the Dead, which is notable for being an actually fun computer game rather than one of those dull tutorial games that you'll never actually want to play. Dvorak. If you're up for a challenge, then you might decide to try switching to Dvorak. Dvorak is an alternate keyboard layout that is supposed to be more efficient for writing and which is very popular with some coders and writers. It will take a while to learn and the evidence is mixed, but if the idea appeals, give it a go. Practice. Most important of all is to practice. And if you're looking for a fun or convenient way to do that, then you could always take up journal writing in the evenings.